You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
T. Higgins did get tagged. And then once he got tagged, Matt, I mean, speculation just running rampant that a tag and trade is possible. I don't know. Can you walk me through that? Because I'm a little bit confused. Like, why would a tag then also mean a trade is imminent? I guess I just don't personally see that.
Yeah. So I think, first of all, I had said that the three receivers that are probably the best receivers that are, quote, eligible for free agency this year are not likely to hit the open market. That is T. Higgins, Mike Evans, and Michael Pittman. We'll talk about Mike Evans in a minute. He's the one I've kind of changed my perspective on. But it always felt like T. Higgins was not actually going to hit free agency because,
right,
number one, players that good just don't hit free agency. It's very rare that guys that are and we can talk here in a second because I've charted out T. Higgins's 2023 data. It's obviously going to be on the site on March 4th, I believe, Monday, March 4th or March 5th.
Yeah.
When the free agency drop comes, just because he's still a franchise type player, he gets included in that drop. And you know, we could talk about where he ranks, but again, I think consensusly he's probably like a top 20-ish receiver in the league. Guys that good just don't hit. They don't hit free agency, period. This is not how it works. Like, so especially guys that are in the prime of their career, like Mike Evans is different because of the age that he's at. And it's just like teams have every incentive in the world to control the rights on the player, like the Bengals do. They can slap the franchise tag on him, which is $21 million this year for wide receivers, right around that $21 million range. You know, if T. Higgins hit the open market, he might make damn near $30 million because, again, the way the position is a premium, the way that he is, he's so good, and that he is squarely in the prime of his career. So the Bengals have every incentive to franchise tag him. And I think they will listen to trade offers. I think any idea that it's imminent or he's definitely getting traded is probably just take clock because people thought that was going to happen for some reason. But I don't think people realize that for this year, the Bengals had over $50 million in cap space before the projected, or before the cap was $30 million more than it was projected to be. So right now they're at $50 million, but they were already with just flush with cap resources this year, so they can afford to do this while still also staring down the expensive years of Burrow later on, and then obviously trying to get Ja'Marr Chase under contract at some point here.
Yeah, I mean, there's just so many moving parts, but I'm kind of with you in that, is it like an off-season, you know, take cannon type of thing to say that T. Higgins, the trade speculation is running rampant now? Because again, I was kind of looking at these figures. I'm kind of looking at, you know, down the road, you know, what the figures are looking at for the Bengals. And yeah, I guess I just don't see it, you know. Look, we've been through this here recently, right, with Tyreek Hill and A.J. Brown. These are guys that wanted deals. They didn't get deals. And in the end, they ended up getting traded. Chiefs and Titans moved on from Tyreek and A.J. Brown. I think both receivers obviously were looking for these new deals that they just could not come. They got to an impasse, right? And the haul for both of these guys was just enormous. It's just different with T. Higgins, because as much as we like him and as much as Matt is here telling you, and I'm agreeing, I'm shaking my head, yeah. T. Higgins is a great player. Top 20-ish is what Matt is saying, right? And these kind of players don't generally hit the market, and you're right. But the trade market for them, too, is also not as robust as it would be for a Tyreek and an A.J. Brown, two right. guys that I think would be and have shown to be transformative players. I think T. Higgins is a good player, you know, but he's not a transformative player. And that's why I don't think teams would be lining up to be offering a king's ransom to the Bengals to pry away T. Higgins. I don't know. That's just where I kind of stand on it.
Yeah, some of the early whispers have been maybe a late first or an early second. Everybody wants to connect the Carolina Panthers to this because right. they own the 33rd overall pick in the draft. They obviously do not own their number one overall pick, but they do own that second rounder, which is, for all intents and purposes, it's not a true first rounder because you don't get that fifth year option, but it's still a very valuable pick for a team like right. Cincinnati if you were to make this deal. But yeah, just I'm totally with you that there is not just a gap from the A.J. Browns and Tyreek Hills. And I mean, if you want to take it all the way back to Stephon Diggs when he got traded, there's not just right. a gap between where those guys are and T. Higgins. In my opinion, there is a significant gap from those guys to T. Higgins. Now, that doesn't mean that I like we're talking about, I don't think that T. Higgins is a really good player, because I do think he's a really good player. But we also don't even have proof of concept of him being like a number one receiver. Whereas obviously true. With Tyreek and A.J. Right. Brown, we have like a true proof of concept of that.
Right.
I think any idea that T. Higgins would be a number one without Ja'Marr Chase around there is purely a hypothetical. The complicating part of this with T. Higgins is that, I mean, he did not have a very good year last year. Even when you go back into reception perception, like again, I told you, I just charted out his data, 68.7% success rate versus man coverage. That's his lowest mark since his rookie year. 68.8% success rate versus press. That's the lowest mark of his career. 73.9% wow. success rate versus zone. That's the lowest mark of his career. Now, I'm not holding this, and this is difficult too, because I don't know how much to hold that against T. Higgins, and I don't even know if teams will care about that, because we know he was dealing with all kinds of injuries throughout the season and was clearly playing lower than 100%. Right. And he is also not as – this is why Ja'Marr Chase is just so much more of a valuable player than him. And anybody who's ever thought that there isn't a gap between those two players is crazy. Like
right.
T. Higgins can only do, and it's a very valuable thing, but he's a vertical throwback, even though he doesn't just purely play X because Ja'Marr can play X. He's like that throwback combative, like not possession, but like a vertical X receiver that's going to win in those tight
catch
cover
guy.
Situations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And he wasn't that good in contested situations last year again. Because
interesting.
I don't know what was going on there, but it just like, I think some health factors are there. So that's what makes T. Higgins complicated right now. Again, if I was a team like, if I was Carolina and I was considering moving the 33rd overall pick for T. Higgins, mm-hmm. I don't know that I care that he didn't have his best season last year, because you can't explain it away via injuries. Yeah. And I think a guy that's in the area of his career that he's in right now, you're probably not going to sit there and say like, oh, he's a declining player, or oh, we've already seen the best of T. Higgins. That would be right, nonsense. Right.
Yeah, but it's just
something to note of why this is complicated right now. Because anybody trying to get traded, you want to be coming, or going into free agency, you want to be coming off your best season. Even from an individual perspective, like the Joe Burrow injury, the quarterback stuff aside, T. Higgins was just not at his best last year.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So let me give some background information here. First of all, he's going into his age 25 season. Okay, so obviously a very young man. He started playing football in the NFL at 21 years old, right? So a very young man is T. Higgins. again, you talk about some of these career low marks. And again, that was reflected in the counting stats as well, right? A 55% catch rate, clearly well below his, you know, career average of about 65% coming into the year. He had 656 yards receiving, this following back-to-back 1,000-yard campaigns in 2021 and 2022. So, yeah, the counting stats were down. But all of this to me, Matt, I'm actually surprised that Cincinnati did not make, I don't want to say an aggressive push, to have a long-term contract extension done in place. But I'm a little bit surprised that they didn't push harder for it, because when a player is down like this, what is the true market for a player like this, right? And I think that the Bengals probably could have, if they were, again, pretty aggressive about it, like locked him in for a deal that, I don't know, wouldn't have been as crazy as people would have thought it would be, you know, for T. So I'm a little bit surprised that Cincinnati decided to go the franchise tag route and try to kick this can down the road, because, bro, if he puts on a big time year in 2024, then for sure they're not going to be able to afford T. Higgins. You know what I mean?
Well, I think the Bengals are looking at it a couple of different directions, which one, I mean, I do think that just tagging him right now does tell teams, like, if you want to make us a big offer for T. Higgins, I do think they would listen to an offer for,
yeah.
T. I think that is on the table. At the same time, you know, if they do want to, and Zach Taylor was quick to come out, this is what you do as the coach. You come out and you quickly say, T. Higgins has been a great part of our team, and I can't wait for him to continue to be a big part of our team.
Totally.
Like, you don't come out there and say, like, yeah, we're, you know, all this tag and trade stuff. Of course, that's not what a coach is going to say. It's not what he should say. But I think the Bengals will also keep that kind of conversation going with T. Higgins of, we tagged you to extend you at some point. Like, just because they put the tag on doesn't mean that they can't extend it. I think they have until July to actually fully give him a contract extension. And also, tagging him, just if you can't get a trade done and maybe you don't want to get a trade done, which I think is defensible, then you just have T. Higgins around for one more year. I do think it's complicated, the future salary part of this, because if you sign T. Higgins to a top of market deal, which if I'm T. Higgins and you don't offer me a top of market deal this year, playing under the tag sucks. No one likes to play under the franchise tag because of the lack of long-term security. But at the same time, if I'm healthier this year and Burrow's healthier this year, you're right, James, that he's probably going to ball out and then get a top of market deal elsewhere if he's able to hit free agency, because they can't franchise tag him. So if I'm T. Higgins, maybe I have an incentive to try to, like, take a hometown discount this year. And then it gets really complicated, because I think allocating all those resources to three players, Burrow, Chase, because Chase is a guy you're definitely going to want to get a deal done with, and T, that's a lot to three players there. And you will then make a lot of concessions throughout the rest of your roster. And we already saw that kind of, come to fruition on the defense this year, where there were guys that they said goodbye to. There was some kind of erosion down the spine of the defense, and the defense was terrible this year. And it was a big reason, obviously the Burrow injury being the biggest reason, but you know, they sacrificed on the defense to sign Orlando Brown, and that's just kind of the push and pull of roster building. And again, if you're going to have Higgins and Chase under contract at big top, near top market deals, that there's going to be a lot of pulling in one direction.
2400 Sports is an Odyssey company.